This is an RNIB talking book.
A Curate for All Seasons by Fred Secombe.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
A Curate for All Seasons by Fred Secombe. Chapter 1. It was a splendid funeral. Admittedly, there were no funeral orations, hymns at the graveside, nor cold ham, pickles or seed cake to follow. This was a church ceremony. Simple, but splendidly simple. The only words spoken were the majestic language of the Book of Common Prayer. "He wouldn't want any fuss," said the widow, when she made the arrangements. Canon Richard Theophilus Samuel Llewellyn had been a reticent, humourless man. Yet even he might have permitted himself an attempt at a smile over a sentence in the local paper's obituary. "He was an exhibitionist at his college in Oxford." Exhibitionism and the Vicar of Pont y Wen were complete strangers. I had been curate at Pont y Wen for barely 5 months before the sudden death of the parish priest to whom I had come for training after a disastrous first curacy. Those 5 months had been eventful in the extreme. In that short space of time, I had acquired a fiancée, an eccentric colleague, and a wealth of parochial experience. My fiancée was Dr. Eleanor Davis, a young lady whose apprenticeship in medicine had forged a common bond with myself, very much an apprentice in holy orders. The catalyst in the forging had been my injured bottom, but that's another story.